Who was the kid who could beat the best in your elementary school?
Keith.
Whoa!
Get it, Bubba.
Woo!
Oh, you about to double
Stop.
It?
Woo! Shut up!
Bubba!
Wow.
We've been doing this podcast for how long?
You learned something new every episode.
I've done it before, and you're like,
Wait,
I've never seen that before.
I did it
one more time. Do that one more time.
Oh, fuck.
That's my girl.
Wow.
Talented and gifted.
That goes, who was the kid in your school who's the best? Me.
I was.
Right, you told him before we walked in here, hey, just ask this question. It'd be really funny.
Who taught you that?
My friend in school. We did it in science lab class because they had the best tables to do it.
Are we recording?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Oh, thank God. I was like, we just got a really, really awesome moment.
Did you get me doing that?
Right, we got it all on camera.
I love the scratch. Just the finesse on it.
She knows her rhythm. She's a dancer.
How often do you practice that? When was the last time you picked one, like, up a pencil and just hit that?
You've seen me do it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Shit. Not like super fast and hard like that. She'll just kind of like
show that off more. If Patricia could do that, I'd be like, Patricia, do it.
Do the thing, babe.
Cut the music, dude. She's gonna do the thing.
We're going on America's Got Talent.
With that, that'd be great.
You should
practice more. Let's hear some like crazy beats.
You know who I would like to hear you go at it with? Alicia Marie.
I only know how to do the two.
She's good at it?
Dude, Alicia Marie's a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
She is?
Dude, yeah, she got a drum set in her house, man.
I did not know that.
I haven't seen her hit it, but like.
Wait, you've never seen her hit us? How do you know?
I interviewed her and like she talked about her drums and stuff.
My dad was a drummer, so it's got to be in me somewhere.
Oh, I never knew that.
I used to play drums.
You hit it.
I can't do that shit.
Let's just try.
You go wrist, tap, 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 let go. Wrist, tap, tap, tap,
the table breaks.
There you go.
I don't know.
Okay. He could do the, what is it called? The periwinkles?
Paradiddles?
Paradiddles. I can't do that though. You do it. That's cool.
Paradiddle.
Paradiddles. Paradiddle-diddle.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
All right, I'm pumped. This is season 3 grand finale.
Season 2.
I didn't even know that.
Wait.
We have a giant 3.
No, see, you said grand finale.
Yeah.
So season finale.
Season finale.
No, it's season 3 season finale.
We just finished season 3.
We're going to season 4?
Yes. 50
oh
to 100 to 150. This is 150th episode.
I have zero time perception.
Matt walked in and he's like, what's a 3? What's a 3 for?
I didn't know.
It's insane. Wait,
so 1 year ago, we got these desks.
One year ago, we got these desks.
And we did Anchorman.
Yep. Yes.
This year flew. I can't believe it.
I feel like we just did that.
Did it fly by?
I think it did.
I think it did too.
But I try to tell myself that every year or those moments where it does seem like it flew on by.
I feel like we had that brown couch for years.
That era felt,
I think it felt like the longest. Because our first season was in your old house. So we had it there and then it transitioned into this room. So it felt like we had it for 2 seasons.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Right?
Oh, that's why I don't feel like we're recording.
Because you don't have your headset. Maybe you're not
also,
even.
So since we are going into season 4, we're doing the redesign, changing all this stuff out. So we are losing the yellow desks.
Yeah, baby. Y'all asked for it.
Which is why we brought knives and we're just going to carve our names.
No.
Do whatever you want. There's markers. Just.
I was wondering why these knives were here.
This part's going to get demonetized.
I thought we were going to.
I am so excited. And if you haven't signed up for our Patreon, we're going to be burning these live on Patreon.
Are we actually?
I think we
Wait,
should.
Wait, I say we yes. should give them to a give Don't one me. To no. a patron. See if a patron wants one.
Oh, that would be
it's
cool.
a perfect work desk.
A local
theater. Yeah, let's say
okay. Think of somebody in a dorm or like that has a small office or needs a... This is the perfect little desk for somebody to work at.
Okay, well, not this one.
UCB, Groundlings. Like, all of those people need desks like these.
Okay, fine. We'll give them...
Let's give one away.
We just carved into them.
All right, you got to be in the LA area.
They yeah. look,
right?
And you get to pick them up from Heath and Mariah's house.
Right? Right in the backyard.
Oh!
See, no. I don't know.
I caught myself.
No, you didn't. Like,
okay, let's not.
It's always something.
Let's not start. Guys, let's not start playing with knives.
I'm leaking. No. Help.
We have a whole episode. We got it.
All right.
I'm really sorry, but this is awesome.
We'll do that for the cool down.
It's the unwind. It's not the cool down. Yeah, I'm bleeding.
Jordan.
Are you actually? Let me see. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Ew!
Can y'all? Are y'all squeamish of blood, or can you?
No, I love blood. I mean, no, I don't love blood. I just don't mind it.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Could you watch a full-on heart surgery?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm squeamish of my own blood, not anybody else's. That's like if somebody else is bleeding or cut open, whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. But as soon as, I can't even watch myself get a shot. I hate it.
I'm okay with that.
Like, yeah, when they take blood, yeah. I gotta look away.
I've been watching more lately, me getting shots. I like it.
I think I could watch videos of open heart surgeries, things like that, but I feel like my brain doesn't understand that it's real.
Yeah.
So I think until I see it in person, then I can decide if I'm iffy or not.
What's crazy is like looking at that stuff though, and then like you said, seeing it in real life. I've seen pictures and videos of everything. But my buddy Austin, who's a firefighter, like he'll tell me like what he's seen, and like every day he'll just be like, "You'll never believe." Yeah. Like he just went to this one guy's house. He shot himself in the leg, and then the guy's just like bleeding out, and he's just seeing it, and he's like helping and like fixing this guy, and just like crazy car accidents. I don't know how he can physically.
I don't know if I'd
be
able to handle that because I'd be like,
person.
"These are real people. They have real families, and I just would not be able to."
I couldn't.
Be too sad.
I couldn't keep my calm around someone who's like in a lot of pain or being really like panicky, or even similar to your ambulance story, like being on the other line with someone who's like, "Please get here right now." I'd be like, "Okay, I'm trying." Like I would snap.
You get out of the desk and you go run.
Yeah, yeah, like I would start freaking out. I couldn't be like, "Okay, just stay with me."
Oh, I couldn't do that either. I'd be right on their level of panicking because I'd want to. Because if I was in their position, I would feel the same way. I had a friend who specialized in motorcycle accidents, so every victim that got to a motorcycle motorcycle accident, she took care of them.
That's a specific position.
Yeah, like motorcycle accidents and shit. The picture she was showing me made me never want to ride a motorcycle. Like it was insane. The shit that like these people like what they look like after accidents.
You know
it's
how
insane.
Many? You know how many times not that I've seen in person, but like stories and like pictures and
don't
stuff.
Don't do that, Zane. It's a real fucking knife.
His tongue is probably
sorry. He's sitting there with a blade on his tongue.
But people that slide off their motorcycle and go under a guardrail, and since their helmet is wider.
Oh, stop.
Like
happy third season, everybody.
Oh, let's do it, baby.
What up? Wow, spooky, y'all. All right, guys.
Let's do this, baby.
Let's do this.
It's a celebration today.
Wait. Before we go. Wait,
can I get
safety first? Make sure it's not upside down.
We just do this, right?
Everybody got their glasses
on?
I want to do
slow-mo or regular?
Slow-mo, baby.
How about
slow-mo, that's fun.
You ready? Oh, I'm excited.
One, two, three.
It's coming down, baby!
Yeah! I came out.
Wow,
Welcome back, baby!
That felt so good.
You know, I tried to clear my desk so I didn't play with anything, and look what happened.
There you go. Guys, this is the finale of season 3. This is so exciting. I cannot believe we're here right now.
Thanks for sticking with us for this long. If you're new,
comment
ready
down below
for
how many
4.
Brain cells you lost watching us.
you should take an IQ test before starting watching us, and then
test it a couple years after. Very interesting.
If you guys have been here since episode 1, season 1, and you're still here today, every week.
Cheers to you guys, baby.
Cheers to you,
Isn't
baby.
Isn't that
Thank
wild?
You.
I mean, that's more episodes like per season than like TV shows.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like we've done 150 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like I'm trying to compare that, like The Simpsons or something.
Well, it's like, hard to compare it to shows like that because they spend weeks on like every episode.
And they're talented.
Yeah, they're actually talented. We're just in the room.
What, Joe Rogan's like at what, like 2,000?
Yeah, he's probably.
Is he really at 2,000?
Yeah. I mean, he does.
He films like three a day.
Yeah, he's insane with it.
Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. That's Heath.
That's Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're unfiltered.
Bum, 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 bum. Ow!
Remember your spoopy phase?
Yeah, that was... Never what forget. Was that?
It was like the spoopy meme.
It's giving
raw. It's funny. What do you mean? It's a spoopy still holds up.
It was
We just
raar.
Made the
it
worst was... merch of all time. So we don't talk about it. It ruins spoopy for us.
You know what? I think I found the merch like a year ago somewhere.
Oh, I got rid of it. I was like...
Oh, you should have put that on. That would have been funny.
The spoopy, wow. If I kept it, but no, I got rid of it quick. I didn't even want Matt to see. I was like, get rid of it.
That was a really dark time in my life.
Wow, I'm really hot.
I'm sweating.
Do you hear that?
That is abnormally low.
It's like, it's right up there.
Is that in the backyard?
That's really low.
What?
Keep it. Sometimes he's dramatic.
What is it?
Wow.
You'll yeah, the way he screamed made it seem like you were literally
scary.
Like he was being lifted up by a UFO.
That's what I thought too. There were aliens here. It was an invasion. Holy shit.
Wow. That was exciting though.
Those were the military helicopters.
Yeah.
Like the end of the world ones.
Yeah, why were they right there?
They're always doing drills. Well, they usually go over closer
drills
to
anticipated.
That was too close for a drill, my friend.
There's an Air Force base. They usually go from like San Diego to like.
That was intense.
They're always practicing.
It's the New World Order.
Go to the video version to watch us get up and run.
We booked it. Yeah. We were actually really quick.
Yeah, that was good for like apocalypse shit. If like shit goes down, we know what to do.
A fire drill.
Yeah.
We're standing in single file.
Right by the door. It's just not gonna help. It's not gonna help in a real fire.
Have you seen that kid on TikTok who collects fire alarms?
Yes, like vintage ones.
God bless his parents. Can you imagine your kid is up there with a fire alarm collection?
Oh, well, their batteries, it's not like they're active.
If I was in a vintage shop and I saw an old one that used to be in like with my elementary school, I'd be like, snatch. I don't know why.
I didn't know there was that much of a variety in...
Have you ever pulled a fire alarm?
No.
Never.
No,
is it a latch? It looks...
I think it just goes down. It looks way too
easy. It's the most inviting thing.
It's red.
You know what's more inviting? The glass in front of like an axe or a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
I just want to...
Boom.
Because the moment you need to do that, that's when shit's going down. Oh.
Gotcha, bitch.
Heath taught me that one.
Matt, are you okay?
Also, why does it have to be... Why do you have to bust through glass?
There's already a fire. Already a fire.
What, do you got to punch it? Like, then you're going to cut your hand. Why isn't it just a door?
Just put it in a closet. Hang it on the back of a closet.
No, it's... You don't have to break through it. It's to open it.
No, you bust the glass.
You bust the glass. Yeah.
Wait, they're still like that?
Depends.
Yeah, it depends. It's definitely
on how dramatic of a place you're at.
What? Who thought that was a good idea?
Because I think people steal it.
Or maybe like if you're in an emergency situation, it makes you feel like I'm doing shit. You know what I mean? Like if you got to...
You get stronger in an emergency situation. Right. I think
if there was an emergency and you just had to open a little door and grab it, it wouldn't be as exciting. But if you're like running, trying to save the day... Elbow it in, grab it off.
Exactly. In case of emergency, break glass.
That's a really bad like emo band name.
It's not like real glass though. It's like that like sugar glass shit, right?
I wonder. No,
I think it's real glass.
There's no way it's thick.
I would want to say it's sugar glass.
Right? Like they don't want people hurting themselves.
There's a fire. Now call an ambulance because I've cut my pulmonary artery.
Because that's really dangerous because that glass is fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, that's the ones I see now.
With the little hammer? No, that makes you want to do it.
Yeah.
I think nobody would fuck with it.
That's a good PR gift idea.
Someone did it.
But like that shape, the fire extinguisher, I don't know.
You know what I heard is actually a great housewarming gift? A fire extinguisher.
I just bought my first one.
Not everybody has them. No, nobody remembers that you have to buy one. If you're moving into a house, it doesn't come with a fire extinguisher.
I don't have one.
I just bought my first one like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's a great gift. And then like, was it like 20, 30 bucks?
For Home Depot.
That's your Christmas. That's your Christmas gift this year.
Me or you?
For you.
Me or for her.
We live together. It's like, that's a self-treat.
How much are fire extinguishers? Yeah,
it's like 25 bucks.
That's it? All that?
They 25? Can't make them that expensive. You know what I mean?
Yes, they can. Those life vests are a monthly fucking cost for the fucking motorcycle. Remember the
Isn't that crazy? Essential things that you need cost money.
Come on, make it free.
Come on.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like the brand of fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
It's probably different ones. I don't think there's one company that makes all of them.
There are. When I was a kid, I was at Lowe's and I was walking on the aisle where they sold fire extinguishers. And like they had like the ones to like look at that weren't in the box.
Yeah.
And I figured these don't work, you know?
Like right here in the moment.
When you go and look at like a, you're at the phone store, you pick up, it's like a fake phone.
Yeah.
Kind of a shit. I thought they were fake and I did it and it worked on me.
That's funny. And
I don't know if you've ever been up near a fire extinguisher. You can't, chemicals.
Sucks.
Burns. Pray to God I don't get appendicitis.
If you don't, then we got to cut it out.
For the people listening, for the people watching, today, right now, is October 12th. 2022.
Oh, I just got goosebumps like him saying that.
It sounded like an so audio. Yeah. Today is October.
12th. I am proposing to my girlfriend tomorrow.
I wish we had another popper.
I know. That should have been the popper.
Over the course of like the past few months, I've been telling you guys like, oh, this is coming. This is coming. This is coming.
Months, yeah.
And then it was like supposed to be, you know, the week of like the appendicitis. It was that weekend. And then I had to delay everything. And then because of that kind of spooked me out. So I've only told like a few people, not a lot of people, mm-hmm. but like today I kind of reminded you guys like it's happening and y'all have been like, oh my God, holy shit.
It feels so last minute that it's happening tomorrow.
We didn't want to tell anybody. So we didn't really know.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, it's happening tomorrow. And we were like, wait, it feels super
last minute to us.
Yeah. Correct. I know.
Like, what are you doing here?
Feel like,
you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing in this room?
You need to get sleep.
Dude. He goes, you're right.
All day I've been like, trying to go about my day, like being like, all right. And then I'm like, no, wait, I need to be focused on the proposal. But then at the same time, you can't overthink things. Everything's already in place. Trust your gut. I don't know how much I want to say about exactly what we're doing. But
what? No, you could say what you're initially supposed to do.
Yeah, for Alabama. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Initially, I was going to propose in Birmingham at Patricia's, like, I don't know how detailed I want to get. Sure.
Yeah, you don't have to get too detailed.
I was going
to
propose in Birmingham, Patricia's hometown. It was a perfect weekend because Auburn was playing Penn State. Patricia loves Auburn football. my cousin and my aunt and uncle are from Pennsylvania. They were coming already to Birmingham to Auburn to go to the Penn State game. My parents were coming out to surprise me.
Yeah.
We had like a she said yes party. Dude, it was perfectly planned. All of it. I couldn't believe it. And then right there when we were at the Emmys, that appendicitis hit.
So I didn't think about that at the Emmys, but then like the next day when you said you were going to the hospital, it was appendicitis and my head was like, this entire week is fucked.
Because thank God though, like, I mean, Patricia was like, dude, you're being overdramatic. Mike was like, you're being really overdramatic. Thank God Carly and Aaron, you know, they're huge hypochondriacs. They're like, we are going to the hospital right now because you need to at least rule out that this is appendicitis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was on the verge of being like, it's just a weird stomach thing. I'm toughing it out. I'm going to get on that airplane.
What's crazy?
Could you imagine the pressure? Would that like, oh my gosh, you'd be dead.
I know.
What's crazy is the fact that you always like were worried about getting it and you would always say at the worst timing possible.
Yeah, on top of it.
So it was like you predicted like getting it and then also literally the day before you were supposed to leave to go propose.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like actually the worst time possible, which is insane.
It.
I'm gonna start getting gallstones the next 24 hours. No, but
it's gonna work out this time.
But I need to be like really honest about that. I know I did not get appendicitis out of nerves. Like I think a lot of people who did know in like my real life thought that like my stress about proposing caused the appendicitis. But genuinely,
I don't think it caused it, but it could have enhanced it, you know? Pushed it over the edge, because maybe it would have been pushed off another week or so. It would have happened either way.
At least it happened that day and not like while you were there.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Like, as soon as you land.
You get on one knee. Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Boom.
Right?
That would be fucking comical.
It's horrible that happened, but it's a part of the story, and it's the best story ever.
Exactly.
Now. I can't wait for her to know.
Yeah.
That's where I have been like really like
it happened
kind
the
of
way
bummed.
It was supposed to.
I've been not I'm the thing is I'm so thrilled that I'm proposing to the love of my life. That is the most exciting part. But I guess I'm bummed that it's been like it's the plan B version of it where oh, you have to do it in LA. And then in LA, you're like, you've seen it all. You know every part.
Yeah, but it's happening, yeah, but it's cool happening the way it's supposed to,
you
though.
Met here.
Yeah.
Like that everything, is true. Everything makes sense. I think it makes sense.
I think it's just the whole heavy visualization that taken away. And then now it's happening. But yeah, you're right. It'll be a great story. It's weird knowing that, like, oh no, by like in 22 hours.
You're gonna be engaged.
I'll have a fiance.
Ooh, you can say my fiance, not.
Can my girlfriend come?
Yeah, I was trying to think of the line. John Mulaney, you heard his.
His thing
about that. He's like, fiance just sounds, or wife my just wife. Sounds more like serious instead of like, can my girlfriend come? It's like, can that's my wife. Can my wife board with me?
It has more of a like stern. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Can my girlfriend come?
My fiance.
My fiance.
But right after this episode, you got to head out 5:30 so you can look at the spot you're proposing to.
Yes,
at this
I already
time.
Have the spot. I'm not going to say the spot because I kind of want it to. But I, you know how we're like, the thing is I'm not that big of like a social media, like the lighting needs to be perfect, but I'm so curious what the space looks like at this certain time of day, just to have it, that peace
like
of
an
mind.
Idea of like the lighting and what the sunset's going to be like.
Yeah. I'm just worried about the find my friends. Like we already have a great diversion about Patricia arriving to this place.
Okay.
She thinks she's going to be there for like this girl's brand luncheon.
Perfect.
I'll keep it at that.
It's great. Cause she goes to do those things all the time.
Yeah. She's already going to be dressed nice, but I don't know if during that time, she's going to be like on, like find my friends. I mean, she's like, well, why is
you
Matt
can,
there?
You can go and set which Apple item you want to be the location. So set it to your MacBook at home.
So your home.
Or like my iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stas did that.
And plant your iPad like somewhere else.
Stas did that to me a couple years ago.
Oh no.
I was like, she doesn't go out anymore. Because whenever she was out, I was like, oh, I wonder where she is. Like sometimes, all the time.
But
one day I was like, oh, she switched the location. But she did it with everybody though. Like I don't think
did Kelsey Calamine do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's
always home.
She is always home.
She's just one of those friends I just happen to have, and she never like.
But you know, she doesn't drive.
Right.
She doesn't know how to drive.
Doesn't what? Know. How
so to that's drive? Yeah. So she either has to Uber everywhere, or that's why probably why she's home a lot.
You know who I learned who can't swim? Sebastian
Maniscalco.
He can't swim.
Wait, are you? Was it not like a bit? Or like he genuinely
he talked about it on stage, and a lot of people thought it was a joke. But then I heard it on Joe Rogan, like Bert Kreischer was talking about.
Imagine him in the middle of a pool. Like,
yeah, I actually can.
That's like something that just like comes naturally when you get older. I don't understand.
That's so. Do you think if you didn't know how to swim and someone taught that, then
I don't think you can
swim. That's just anxiety about taking
in the environment. I think once you're an adult, if you get thrown into a pool,
you should be able to tread water.
I agree.
Like dogs know immediately.
Yeah, a dog isn't swim trained.
Yeah, and a dog is.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Seeing a dog swim on Sesame Street taught me how to swim. When they were like
the doggy paddle,
I was like, and then I go, that makes sense on just how to tread water.
Right.
Like I'd done swimming lessons, but like I realized I could like get around anywhere.
Did your parents just throw you in a pool and say good luck?
I think my mom
did that. My mom did that to the three. Me, my sister, and my brother, she threw us in. And then my younger brother, when he was two, he jumped in the deep end. And everyone went to jump in after him. My mom was like, no.
This is
your mom is crazy.
No. And he He corrected himself and he swam. That was it.
I mean, that's how it should be though.
I know.
Just gotta let him.
Like just watch. Keep an eye on them. Never leave them around a pool unattended ever.
I think. Well, for me, it was the opposite. Like I was not throwing the pool. Actually, now that I remember like being at the beach all the time, and I was so afraid to go in the water at the beach at the pool,
deep ends,
because I wouldn't go swimming unless my mommy was right under me with her arms. But that's how she taught me to swim. But that's probably why I didn't learn as quick as other kids. Because I wasn't just tossed in there.
But everybody's different. You got to feel your kid out. You got to like see how their brain operates.
Do you think if you had a baby, like the young ones, are you going to sign them up for the...
I don't know.
I think I could just teach them myself.
Yeah.
Unless I owned a pool. I think those are classes are really for like when the baby is at risk environmentally to fall into a pool.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't think we'll have a pool. We don't really use ours. And it's expensive. Yeah. So maybe it's one of those things, if the house has it, it has it.
If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I've been starting to learn that we don't really need a pool either because we're never.
They're just so pretty. They're just beautiful.
It makes you feel like you have a house. Right. Like, oh, I have a home.
Especially living out here.
And it looks good like for photos. If there ever is like the lighting. Brand deal where they go, we want to show how you show off a product in the summer. You're like, by the pool.
any PR box, I throw the products in the pool. I'm like,
well, now. Put it in the water. Now they have that app where you could rent a pool.
Oh yeah, it's called. I went to a party. It was like a.
It's like an Airbnb basically, but people just rent out their pools for people to like hang out at a pool.
They don't have to go inside your house. They could just use your pool.
They just use your pool.
Isn't it called like Swimmy or something?
Something like that.
Swimly, right?
Swimly. Swimly.
It's the craziest thing.
How's the party going? Yeah, yo, can we take a piss?
Yeah, I don't get those. I don't like. I would never want just my backyard to be used. Like, if you're gonna use my house, use my entire house, and I'll be gone. But just to rent someone's backyard or their pool is like a little strange.
I feel like it's only fine. Like our situation, we have outdoor bathrooms, so it's like fine. Use the pool, go to the bathroom, get snacks. But the main house,
My parents' house, it's the worst. Like whoever built it though didn't think about people going to the pool and then going to the bathroom because the bathroom is like. So far across like to me. Yeah. And my mom has to make like a trail of towels if we're ever having a pool party
because
it gets out of hand.
We saw this house today. So there was the main house, right? And it's got all the bedrooms, the kitchen and everything.
Why am I blocking out right now? What house?
I went to see the house that you saw.
You're looking at me like I saw this too.
This setup was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So it was the house. And then attached to the house was a whole nother room with a full kitchen. Right. So it's kind of like a guest unit on the house. Then you go outside and there's a two-story guest house. Bottom has a full kitchen, two bedrooms. Top has a full kitchen, bedroom upstairs. Just the amount of like guest corridors was insane. I'm like, oh my God, what are they doing? And when we went to look there was somebody staying in one of the guest house as an Airbnb. And then in between them, there was washing machines with quarter slots. So they're just running it basically like a motel in their backyard.
Oh, it's like a dining.
It's like a bread and breakfast.
Bread and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. You know,
for the longest time, I thought bed and breakfast places were like they legit brought you.
I did too.
I think that's how they used to be. I really think that's how it used to be.
Come in.
I'm ready.
Thank you. Shut the door.
I think that's how it was.
I think they did.
Used to cook.
No, because it's bed and breakfast. It's not
bed in
or breakfast in bed.
It's like ordering room service.
Breakfast in bed is breakfast in bed.
It's like ordering room service. Yeah, they just show up to the door.
A bed and breakfast, I thought, was a homeowner that lets you use their rooms and then they make you breakfast. You come out of
that's
your room,
exactly,
make breakfast, and then
I
you
think
go,
so,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I saw it in a movie, that's why. But
no,
that's
I
how
think
they did
that's
it in a movie.
What it is, yeah.
I mean, I've stayed at like some bed and breakfast.
You have? Like in someone's home?
My parents have.
I've done it like in Waco, Texas, and like it's usually like an old couple who like owns the house.
Right.
Sometimes they don't really live in the house. They just own it.
That to me is extremely creepy.
What? I know, right?
Oh, you have knowing that they're right there and they have every access to where you're staying.
Yeah, and the fact that they're like, no, you're going to stay with me and I'm going to cook for you. Like, it's there's something very like horror movie
like
about
they're,
it.
They're filling something.
You know what I mean? Like, no. you're eating my breakfast.
Yeah. I feel like there is a horror get movie in that based bed. Off of that, like a thriller.
Sleep together.
Wait,
sleep.
Let's make it and have your uncle produce
it. It's like when we showed up to the Alaskan cabin.
And I was just about to bring that up.
And the family was living there and we're like, wait, you guys are staying here?
Oh, it was fucking weird. Like, they would knock on our room like, hey, we're going to laundry. Do you need me? Weren't they asking us to
do No, they would do our laundry when we left.
I was like, don't touch our clothes.
That is bizarre.
And then they would fold it. Like, it's very sweet. It's like, right. Thank you.
Dios.
Like, I love hosting, but to the extent of hosting a stranger is a little different. And being that personable is a little strange.
We were under the impression that we had the whole cabin to ourselves. Like, nobody else was there. And they come to find out, they have the top floor.
And then they forced us to come upstairs and have dinner one night.
Yeah. Forced?
Yes, they did.
We did not want to have dinner.
No, it's okay. They're like, no, come up and eat with us. You don't remember that night?
It's like Speak No Evil.
Yeah.
They forced us to come up, but then they didn't have seating for everybody. So there was like people at the dining room table. There was people on the couch.
Oh, and you got a small talk.
Yeah.
You should have checked for Peeping Toms. Right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. What's Peeping Tom?
Like there would be like a hole in the wall or a hole in the vent where they can see through.
I'm always looking out for that shit.
There was a peephole when we went to the Queen Mary. Do you remember that?
Yeah, in the vent.
You can see the other room.
So you could see what's happening on the bed if something was happening
under
the bed.
I always think about that.
No, it wasn't like a glory hole.
No, it wasn't.
Where did those start?
What the hell's a glory hole?
I think it was just...
don't corrupt her.
Why doesn't...
Educate...
Well, they call it a glory hole because it is glorious.
Glory. You see the light. You see shrines. You know shrines? Like
it's like a kaleidoscope. yes.
All right.
Usually they would have them
like gas stations back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You put them like either like in between like stalls or in between bathrooms to like... I always think of that movie, The Sweetest Thing, with Cameron Diaz and Christina Applegate.
Were you paying for that? Do you put a dollar bill into the hole first?
No, I think it's just like a late night club kind of thing.
And there's somebody on the other end is just like, I want to do this for
it's
free.
It's a culture type thing.
Because some people just want to go down.
Wow. All right.
It's a culture.
It's a cultural thing. Like being certain cultures like that type of stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
Anything crazy happen to anybody this week?
Early this week, we had a weird morning.
I thought I was in a fever dream.
Yes.
Today?
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh, no. I was, I'm hot.
Sorry. Me too. I'm trying not to lift my arms because I'm sweating.
Yes. My bad.
This morning, it was just a strange sequence of events. Yeah,
it just felt like a dream when we were walking the street. So we went to grab coffee, and then I ran out of contacts, so I went to walk to the optometrist to go get some contacts. We're walking, and there's this guy like that's parallel parked, and he's backing up to like try to leave, and I'm watching him just because I watch everybody parallel park, and he reverses, and he smashes the car behind him. And then he's still sitting there up against it. And I look into his window. I'm like, what are you doing?
Heath signals to him, you have plenty of room up front.
I was like,
plenty
you're good. Room. Like he had, no joke, like 8 feet in front of him.
You know the episode of The Office? There's an Office episode where Michael Scott goes to Parallel Park, slams into the car behind him, and he says, well, not going to make this one. And it pans out, and there's like two car spaces in front of him. Like enough. That's what it was like. This guy had so much room in front of him.
And I'm like...
So Heath told him, we started walking past the car.
So we kept walking. And then I look back to see if he's got it now. So he had pulled forward into that spot, put it in reverse, and then backed and rammed into it again. I watched the whole car.
It was another car?
Was he on drugs? Yeah,
it wasn't a tap. It was a hit. No. Yeah,
the car behind it goes boom.
He knew he was wrong because he slammed and sped off. Like, I walked
to the street. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
So Heath goes like this, right? And the guy speeds off and he does that like he's embarrassed, like just kind of looking away, speeds off. And we're just like, so we're checking out the other car to see if it's okay. And the owner of the car happens to walk out of the building and go around that side. And we're pretty far away from her, but we're walking towards her to let her know. And we go, oh, sorry, excuse me. She gives us the nastiest look like this. Scrunches her face like what? Like why are these people approaching like, me? Slams her door shut.
What?
And Heath was like, "We are. Oh my gosh, we're just trying to help."
She was walking and she like was looking at me. I was like, "Excuse me, just wanted to let you know somebody just hit." And then she just like, and I was like, all right, well, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
So now he's frustrated because he tried to help the parallel parker. He tried to help this lady. Then he's like, what is going on today? Then we go into the building. He holds the door open for this lady. She doesn't even acknowledge. She acts like it was an automatic door.
I walked up first, B-lines. Opened the door, and then let her go in front of me, and then I went to go behind.
And Heath was like this.
I was like, I'm done.
Like,
I'm done.
No, thank you. No, nothing.
This all happened in the span of like 5 minutes.
Wait, no, like, less. A minute.
But was this out?
Less than a minute. It was like 30 seconds.
But,
like,
but was this outside the optometrist's office?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't get his contact.
Nobody could see. Nobody could see. She thought it was
an automatic door.
You never know.
We need to talk to the optometrist.
Yeah. I don't think they're very good.
One thing after the other.
What thing? That's really crazy. That is kind of wild.
That
make you think like you leave that and you're like, maybe that was a sign.
You know what weird happened to me today though? What? I was going down.
Why did we all do the one?
I always forget what the fuck this highway is. Is it the 101? That's
yeah.
right here.
Yeah.
Going down the 101, Suburban in front of me. I'm on the phone with my brother. $500 like at least in cash just flies out the bottom of this car in one, like, bloop, and it all came out. And I was like, what the fuck? It kept driving, no more cash, but it literally came out from under the car, flew all on me, but I kept driving because I'm on the 101. I can't fucking stop.
It landed on you? Like, the cash flew into your car?
No.
It sounded like you had cash
on you. No, he was, like, in the other lane. I'm right here. I'm talking to my brother. All of a sudden, just, like...
Money flew out the bottom.
Money.
I would have hazards on. Stop.
but you're already going yeah. like 65 miles an hour. There was no way. It was long gone. But dude.
Could you tell like what type of, like, was it like dollar bills? Was it like, could you tell or not really?
I couldn't tell. But I
would have had to be.
How many pieces of paper?
Enough to where if it was 20s, it was 500.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot. Like, did it seem like a mobster type car?
Yeah. Well.
Like a mobster
it
vibe.
It looked like kind of like a 2006 silver Suburban, but with like, I wish you were there, Arabic writing on the back.
All right, yep. Either a hookah lounge owner.
I should have took a picture to have been like, what does this mean?
I wish you would have taken a picture and sent it to me.
The thing is, I was so focused on the cash because I was like, I wish I took a picture of that. And then I was like, what am I doing?
You know what
like,
would have been so interesting? If you just took a picture of his license plate and just ran it and just see what pops up. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what has this car?
But it was weird. It like came out from like the bottom of the car.
That is weird.
It happened so fast in my mind looking at it. It didn't look like it was thrown out the window. It just looked like it just burped out. Like it was like the
maybe
car.
Maybe like a forgotten drug deal where they're like, I'm hiding the money in the exhaust.
Like the car farted out like cash, man.
Now when I find money on the floor, after that, since that day,
don't
that
pick
I told
it up.
You, I never,
you never pick it up.
Yeah,
never pick
the one outside Carly and Aaron's place?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I got to pee. Okay. Sorry.
I don't care how much it looks.
I've been holding this.
The time where I found like $400 around Carly and Aaron's old neighborhood block. $400. That was insane. I just found that on the street, and that was when I was looking for parking. Drove around, no money. Drove back around, cash everywhere.
Crazy.
And I got out of my car, and I was like, I don't want to be picking up this cash and then getting shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't the best neighborhood, but I was sitting there. I'm like, should I grab this money? Should I not? Should I grab it? Should I not? Like, I had the angel and devil on one side, and the devil told me, just take it. Like, you need it. Just take it. So I took the cash and put it in my Jeep. Took Carly and Aaron out for dinner. Spent it all on dinner. I was like, woo, let's go.
I remember being jealous about that dinner. Because like, I was like, y'all went, because we would hang out a lot. You guys went out to dinner. And that's when we had no fucking money.
Yeah, no. So I was not supposed to spend all that. I just felt it. Like, I felt like, let's have a good night with this. Let me not be cheap. And like, let me spend on everybody. Let's spend on all their friends and all have a good dinner. And then later, what was it? The next day, my Jeep out of nowhere gets towed. I was somewhere for maybe 30 minutes, gets towed.
And how much was it?
$400.
That is the funniest
thing. I love that story. That was such good fucking karma. Like, I deserve that so good, like so much.
But what if
I don't think that. That is bad karma. You know what I mean? If you robbed and stole something, I get that. But it's like you found it.
But that was someone's cash, which I'm sure they drove back to look for. They possibly could have drove back to look for that money.
I don't know. That was a.
You think it was like a drug dealer? That was a
sketchy neighborhood.
You think it was a drug dealer? Drug dealer money?
It definitely wasn't like I was going to pay my mortgage.
So it was evil money. It was poison money.
Somebody could have gotten killed over not having the money.
Tree.
I like what Mariah just said.
Someone could have gotten killed over not having the drug money.
What is the amount of cash that they can like legally stop you with and take?
Hold on.
Isn't there?
What were you? Something about how much money?
I heard that like even if you got stopped by a cop and you had like $30,000 cash, they can like take that away because it's too much cash to carry. Because
it's suspicious?
It sounds like something that could happen though. It is really
frustrating if you get caught with having a certain amount of true cash on you. They can be like, we have to seize this because this looks weird. You shouldn't be carrying around this much.
I had to have that much on me once for that museum shoot that we did for my 200th video. Mm.
You had to pay only in cash?
Yeah, they only accepted in cash. So I had to take that stat. I was so scared that day driving around with that like that much money like on me.
Guys, Angela Lansbury died.
Hold on. What were you going to say, bud?
Who is that?
Yeah, who's that? Wait, who is that?
That's just funny. Keep that in.
What were you saying, Ryan?
I was just saying, I love the way, this is so random, I just saw a video on it. I love the way bounty hunters handle situations. Yes. I love how they talk to the people because they're kind of comedic about it. And they're always pretty calm. If the person's calm, they're calm. And they're kind of just like busting them. And they're like, oh yeah. Oh, like a little sarcastic.
The only one I know is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Are you watching
I've seen like girl bounty hunters before.
That's crazy. That's a real hunters. Job. Yeah. It's cool.
It's been around since like the 1800s, man.
I love that.
Got a bounty.
They seem just like under the table cops. Like how do you get that job if you're not?
Are you applying to be a bounty hunter?
It doesn't seem like they're allowed, you know?
It's based on like bail bonds, right?
Yeah.
So you get arrested and then you sign out a loan to bail you out. And then if you do not pay back that loan or that bond that was to bail you out,
that's why
they
get
are
you.
Legally allowed to go out, find you and arrest you.
Okay.
Not arrest you, but like detain you.
That's so interesting.
That's so crazy.
And bring you back in for a bounty that they also get a paid for.
Like, that's crazy.
It just seems very volunteer.
That's so wild, wild west. Like, with like a
dead one. I wanted.
There's this one that I saw on TikTok, and I didn't know who these bounty hunters were. I don't even remember their name, but I clicked on their profile, which took me to their YouTube, and they have like 10 million subscribers.
Damn.
And all their videos crush of them doing bounty hunter stuff, basically like Dog the Bounty Hunter, that show, but on YouTube. And there was this person they were trying to find, and they showed up at the house, and there was a girl there, and she claimed she didn't know these people. And he goes, there was framed pictures of her with the guy, and she was like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, okay. But he was being so funny and calm, and he was like, okay, all right.
Quick question. It seems you have a picture of Tyrus.
Yeah, that's my friend's friend. Like, I really don't know who these people are.
I typically don't hang pictures in my house of people I don't know.
And then she like cut her finger because she claimed like they banged on the door so hard that she got scared.
Like, I'm bleeding. Like, there's something that's more important going on.
Well, it's not a life-threatening emergency, but if you'd like me to call an RA for you, I'll be happy to call an ambulance.
Okay, I'll just rather bleed out then.
It was like watching an SNL skit. It was so funny. And then they found the guy. The guy tried to spray them with Febreze, and they were like... they just seem like they have so much fun. I know it's dangerous, but it seems like a blast.
It does seem fun.
And they're allowed to do whatever they need to do
They have their own team. They don't got to talk to other cops and stuff.
Right, yeah. Which is
like
so crazy.
They don't
got to
report. They just have their mission for the day.
It just
they
seems
execute
like a secret
it.
Club.
They, like do that. You think they get like a dossier and like this is like. They have to like debrief on what they got to do. Like, this is how we're going to get them.
I don't know.
Well,
that's
how
at
the beginning of Dog the Bounty Hunter. They would like explain it with his team and he had his sons and stuff.
I just wish that they had to ride around on horses. And when they get the person, they hog tie him up and throw him over the back of the horse. And then they ride away with him.
Yeah, if you're going to be old school, be full.
Yeah,
wait, exactly. So I know I said the whole thing about the bail bonds thing, because that's what Doc the Bounty Hunter specialized in, right? Were people who failed to pay bail bonds. But can you still be a bounty hunter as someone who is just seeking out people who are wanted, right?
I think so. That's what it seems like.
Because
like
there's a bounty. Yeah. There's a bounty for you.
Like one that cops are looking for.
You one mean. That cops are looking for, but it's like being a private detective.
You're yeah, you're like going, a PI almost.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have to have a license?
How do they choose who does what? Like the PI, the bounty hunter, the police. Are they just like, eh, you do it today? Do like, is there specific situations where like this is for a bounty
I guess
hunter?
Whoever like whoever is looking for the person, it's a they race. Hire their own. Yeah.
It's a race.
Or maybe whoever. Maybe you know how they like if there's a missing person and there's like a $25,000 reward for information about this person, are they like, guys, suit up, we're going out, we're getting this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Getting this money, this, getting reward. This reward.
They should do the Amazing Race, but bounty hunter team.
Yeah.
Damn. And they're like, okay,
you got to find the person.
Three team. Imagine that show, three different bounty teams. And they're like, this is your mission. Whoever gets there first.
I love it.
That's a good idea. That would be so fun.
But damn. Like an actual situation or just
a real situation. Yeah.
Whoa. Did y'all see speaking of like proposing and stuff, did y'all see the video of Dog the Bounty Hunter proposing to his girlfriend. Well, do you remember Beth?
Yeah,
on the show, she died. Dog the Bounty Hunter did get kind of canceled, but I always liked how he kind of treated criminals, though. Like, he would at least give him a cigarette.
Yeah.
And he didn't talk to him, but he's like crossed the line verbally about some things he said. I agree. But then Beth died. RIP Beth. I think it was Beth, right?
Yeah.
Big blonde.
Big, uh-huh. big boobs. Big hair.
Big boobs.
Yeah.
But then he had this new girlfriend and they were on like Dr. Phil or some reality show and he proposed to her on the show and she said no.
Oh, God.
Dog?
Oh,
that's bad.
Do you want to see it?
It sounds fake.
So look up Dog the Bounty Hunter proposal. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I watched this.
You saw what? Like, when was this?
I've seen it like on TikTok. He proposed on Dr. Oz.
That's a good Halloween costume.
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Jason's done it before.
That's funny.
look what?
About everything that's happened the last couple weeks.
He looks tired.
Well, yeah. One time she said if something would happen, because I always said you're not going to die. Don't worry, you're not going to die.
The gods were cruel to
her. Very last breath, you're not dying. And she said, I want you to be happy. And I didn't tell you I was going to do this. But this is a Dr. Oz show. I think this will put a stop to a lot of this. Moon Angel, will you marry me?
What? No.
What are you saying?
That was it?
No.
That is
you tomorrow.
But also, like, that was so lazy.
what an idiot. We're talking about your wife. Like, it happened like a couple months ago. And then he goes, yeah, but she always wanted me to be happy. Will you marry me to other girls?
Oh, that's no. That's weird.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is pretty. And I know we're on the Dr. Oz show.
So embarrassing.
That he thought that was a good idea to do it there. What is insane.
Didn't get on a knee. Just. Will you marry me?
How many times has he been married before this?
That's a Wikipedia one. I don't know.
Wow. You know what other job I think is really cool?
What?
Being a repo man.
Oh, go what repossess cars.
Yo.
Repossess cars.
So like if you are financing a car, you stop making payments on it. They come and they take the car away from you. But people,
I feel too bad. I'd be like,
people like watching videos of people getting their car repossessed is insane. So like they'll come up with the tow truck. They'll just like whip into the house, back up real quick. They jack it up and then they just rip it out of the driveway.
Anywhere.
Like it is so, they're so quick. Fast with it. But people will like try to stop it. So they'll go jump into the car as they're like hooking it up, trying to rip it out. And they're throwing it in reverse, trying to rip it off the back of this tow truck.
Oh my gosh. Like,
it is insane watching these videos.
That would be me. Like,
and because isn't there like some sort of law where you can't tow a truck if there's somebody in the car? Maybe in their head, I think they're like, if I'm in this car, they can't tow it.
And they're just trying to like drive it off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now, have you ever seen like those weird kind of like dark futuristic like stories about like repossessing organs? So
I saw a movie like that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting. There's like Repo the Genetic Opera. There's Repo Men. But imagine like you need to have
a kidney
transplant. And you can't afford it and you promise that you'll pay it. And then sure enough, you ain't paying the payments and they come and cut your kidney out. Right. Where do we draw the line for that?
I could see that happening in the future though. For sure. I mean, that's it's not unlikely. I don't think
freaking hot. Ethically, that's really messed up then to go and take someone's kidney out.
I know.
Yeah, that's Jeff Dahmer, that's messed up.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, you know who went through trauma that I'm excited to see thriving right now? Is Jordan Turpin.
Do you know who's that?
She was one of the 13 kids that their parents kept them all in a room together, tied them up, didn't let them eat. And
wait, so Jordan, the chili bowl haircuts?
Yeah. Back then.
Yeah, back then, I guess. Like I don't know what
a couple years ago.
No, I'm saying back then they had like the chili bowl haircuts.
It was the husband and the wife?
It was a married couple with 13 kids.
13, right?
And it was all in California.
Like, it was a big story.
And they were chained to the beds.
Yeah.
Yes, they had all these chili bowl haircuts. Look at them.
Oh, okay.
Look at that haircut.
I didn't know what chili bowl was.
Well, just a bowl cut?
A bowl cut.
Yeah, well, that's because they weren't being taken care of. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So Jordan Turpin, she is the one that actually escaped the house and found the police. But she had the education of like a third grader, like somebody in elementary school. So she's never spoken to anybody outside of her family. So her explaining to the cops like what happened, what's going on, they thought she was on drugs because she couldn't find the words. And she's like, I'm so nervous. Like, I've never spoken to anybody. I've never been outside, all this stuff.
It's insane.
So what? Go research the story. It's very interesting. But currently, like, she's on TikTok. She's dancing. She goes to all these little...
She
just went to an event.
She was at the event that me, David, and
Allie went?
But we didn't see her there. She was there, though.
It was cute because she goes to these events and she brings her sister.
Yeah.
So it's just cool. I think the other siblings are quiet. I think they're still in like therapy because nobody sees them or hears about them, but I'm pretty sure they're getting help. But Jordan and her other sister, they stick together and they go to events together. And she collabed with like Charli D'Amelio. Like,
that's so
she's
cool.
Just like thriving now. She looks healthier. Yeah. She sounds more educated. Like, it's just so exciting to see her. And it's crazy seeing where she came from and how she like fought for her life.
Yeah.
And like saved her entire
She's getting
family.
To enjoy her life when she's been fucking locked
it's
up.
That's crazy.
How do you, okay, that's so good to hear.
All right, but.
I'm so curious then, how do you.
Just say it.
How do you like, obviously, as somebody who you're like, well, I'm not going to go up and talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Oh, you wouldn't. Yeah, no.
You just like let them go and be their thing, but you know that one thing about them that happened and just let them go.
Right, but never, I wouldn't bring it up unless she says she's okay.
Unless she's close with you, I'm sure she'll like.
I wouldn't, if I ever met her, I wouldn't have been like, I wouldn't be like, you're so brave.
Yeah,
like,
right. Nah. I know, that's what, sorry, for me, I would have zero interest or anything prying into that
girl's
life. I would
be interested, but I would never ask.
But it's crazy. I'd be like, but it's crazy how we're like, we put her into these like those things and those events and stuff to go around. And I'm like, it makes me like cringe because I'm like, ugh, I just hope everyone's treating her with decency and like respect and not someone being like, oh my God, you're so strong.
Right.
Like,
That's
I
hope everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, but if she wants to go collab with Charli, I mean, go do the
dance. But my thought also is that she is going to these events, which means that she probably has like a PR team.
She definitely has a team because she like unboxes her PR and she's like, my team this, my team that. Because she went to the event, she mentioned it was a vlog that she did of her going to the event. And she said, I'm meeting my PR team.
Got it.
Which is so crazy.
I have a few questions.
I think they're just trying to make her feel as normal as possible. I think she's well taken care of.
Actually, yes. Okay.
But it makes you wonder though, like how many other people are in that situation that just haven't been found yet or like been able to come out.
I know.
Yet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that blows my mind.
I am so suspicious.
Someone
of
right now
is going
hundreds,
through.
Hundreds, thousands of people right now are being held against their will.
Oh my God.
And we don't even know where they are.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Me and Jordan will get to the bottom of it.
It makes you just want to go knock on every door.
You got any kids tied up in here?
Can I go see in this room? What about this? Just checking if there's hollow floors. Yeah. Like,
and just seeing those scenes in the movie where people come over and they just have no idea that like somebody's locked in another room. And the other person's hearing their voice and it's like this like hopeless sound that you're hearing when you're fucking is fucking nuts.
Can you just imagine what that moment is like where you're like at a friend's place, you're having coffee, and all of a sudden you just in your brain put two pieces together and you realize that they're holding someone like underneath their island kitchen basement, and it's been the local missing girl, and you're sitting there just trying to like have coffee and keep your like, I don't know how the fuck I'd be able to handle a situation like that. Uh-huh. And then you're like, I think I need to go. And they're like, you know what? Like locking the door.
I would never, like, I'm not the type to look through people's phones and shit. I really trust other people's like privacy, or I respect other people's privacy. With my kid, I would probably drop an AirTag in like the backpack or something every day.
I'll look at their and kid's
just
phone.
Never, I'll never look at it. I'll just, I guess you would want to look at it every day.
No, that's a Black Mirror episode. Do you remember the mom who has her kid chipped and she's obsessed with looking at the iPad? It.
Yeah, that's it. That's the problem.
No, the thing is, what if you found out right now we were like, our parents have had us chipped this entire time?
Oh, if we.
And they were just like, but we never, it was never an emergency.
We never needed to use it. It was just in case.
I would be fine because I did nothing.
I'd be fine because like,
I didn't go anywhere.
It's been fine.
I didn't leave the house.
In Spy Kids, aren't their tooths chipped or something?
No, they have the little sticky things that, the mini cameras that they stick on the walls.
I thought in Spy Kids, they have to pull out their
No, trackers. That's another movie. That's not Spy Kids.
Oh.
Spy movie. Maybe Frankie Muniz? I don't know.
Agent Cody Banks?
Maybe.
There's some memory I have about.
Yeah, I'm having the same one.
But it would be, obviously, if I'm like, I don't believe that my daughter is really at Becca's house. I'm going to go track her.
You see, I wouldn't want to know that. I would be more for safety.
Yes.
I would just want that like to have, just in case shit goes down, I know exactly.
Like, what if like you're like a securities like a firm or whatever, like you have to go through like five different security questions to ask them, and it's logged whenever you look at their location. It's not like find my friends, but you're like, my daughter is truly missing. You then have to file a police report for the missing person to then find out where they are.
Yeah. But like, there should be another way where you can get the information faster.
But just a little chip. Have you seen that woman has an RFID chip for her house? She's like, to walk in and just go around.
It would be interesting to chip a child and then bait them almost into a child sex trafficking ring.
Oh, Heath, go on.
To be able to follow the location to the like the headquarters of this shit to then bring down the entire thing. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like getting in.
Yes, but then a child is still getting drugged.
Well, hopefully not drugged, but just like kidnapped.
Oh, no, you see, you don't even want to go that far.
I'm just saying like, but the idea of being able to like, find out where they go and then take down the whole thing.
It'd be cool if it was like a robotic kid. Like they suddenly they get there and they're like,
this isn't real.
Like, I want to uncover like a ring, a circle.
Yeah.
Just like
an island.
Like, oh, have you guys watched Kiss the Girls?
No.
Dude.
Ashley Tisdale?
It's on Amazon Prime. It's with Morgan Freeman. It's a great little like mystery thriller. A little cheesy, but good.
Is it this? Is it about this?
I just want to discover a ring full of like, missing children in caves and being like, let's go. We're all going. We're getting you out of here. Just like, I want to rescue all of them.
Know.
It's like that kind of a situation.
Wow. I think something's up with national parks and missing people.
You think so? Wait, that there's like,
They never find their bodies. They're just missing.
You know how many this is kind of scary because I'm about to go camping in less than a month.
Well, we're in October, so this is the best time to talk about it.
I'm saying I'm scared that I might go missing.
Oh no, I know, but I'm saying I know you're scared, but it's October.
So it's fake.
Let's get you chipped.
You want to get chipped?
Maybe like temporary too.
Yeah, like a temporary chip and you only like
no, me and Ryan. I have my locations on for all you guys.
Good, okay.
But yeah, a lot of people go missing at state parks and I think there's some weird shit that goes on that.
How often?
It's insane.
But don't they track who comes in and who comes out of state parks?
Yeah, but then they just brush it off as, people went missing in the wilderness. Like that's,
Remember when we went to Yosemite and while we were there, somebody was missing and they put an alert out for everybody and said, if you guys are hiking today, please keep an eye out for this guy. And then
look up the amount of people that go missing at national parks in the U.S. Bro, it's insane.
A year?
Whatever it says.
It's insane.
You think there's like a secret underground thing in national parks?
I think there's
parks?
Something going on that's a little funky.
In all national parks or just one national park?
1,600 a year.
It's insane.
Vanish each year.
That's insane. That's a
and
lot of people.
That's, and that's their bodies not
there's
found.
There's only 365 days, dude.
Yeah. So, and that's their bodies are completely missing. That's not
three
found
or four
dead.
People a day.
Yeah, go. Not found dead either. They're missing.
They're gone.
Are they going and like killing themselves?
No.
They would find a body then.
Like if it.
But dude, you know how big a national forest is.
But it's. I think it's easy for them to play it off like, yeah, they went missing. They got eaten by a bear. There's so many excuses to be like, oh, they fell off a waterfall. Like, you know what I mean? But I think there's some underground ring shit going on where they're abducting in national parks.
What's weird is the first sentence of that, and this is from theexaminer.org. The federal government does not track the number of missing persons in national parks, but experts believe about 60...
Oh, yeah, there's something weird about that, too.
Why doesn't the national... It's the national
yeah,
park.
It's weird. It's very bizarre.
I think the national park, we'd be like, well, we're the national government. Yeah. Let's keep a tally.
You go missing anywhere else, it's a big deal. But as soon as you walk into a national
like
park, it's free for all.
They quit before it even.
I think there is like a little bit of like, we are not thinking as big as this is. Like, that's, it's a national park. It's the one area where there aren't people and it's a huge, big plot of land.
And there's no service.
Mm-hmm.
But how far can you go as a human, like through these national parks? Aren't there ways?
Think about rock climbers; they can go as far as they want.
Yeah, I mean, like you can go explore, do whatever you want. But
okay, but how many national parks are there?
I don't know.
I bet there's 1,000.
It doesn't matter how many there are.
And how do we know they went missing in that national park? Like they logged in and registered going, thanks for coming, enjoy the park, and they never.
I
left?
Actually think it's a lot more than that, but they don't track it. Like they don't report that
it
shit.
It says they don't track it.
I think it's an absurd amount of people.
Oh wait, well look at this. Also down here, someone goes. Another site claims since 1916, 1,000 people have gone missing in national parks, not 1,000 per year.
Who fucking knows?
We should do something.
We should go to a national park.
I'll tell you
park.
What, I do not want you to go camping.
I'll bait myself.
Are you and Jordan both going? Is Jordan going with you?
Predator.
Yeah. It's a good thing I can outrun Jordan.
I'm
going to
be left with nobody.
You should feel safer with me there.
He's using Jordan as bait mm-hmm. to find a ring.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be used as bait, Ara.
You know what I want to get into? Metal detecting.
Is it just you and Jordan?
And Austin and Jeff. And their firefighter or EMTs. So
that's good.
If something happens, I know they'll bandage me up.
That's good.
I can do stuff.
You see? Nothing to worry about.
They can't bandage up. You disappear.
You want to do metal detecting?
I think that is a really fun hobby because when I'm an old man,
get rich quick.
You can walk down the, you can go on a walk and do a little discovery at the same time.
That's true.
Is, yeah.
I really like the scuba diving people. That shit. I watch those videos all the time.
The rings they find.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Imagine people proposing at the beach in the water. Yep. How many people?
And they,
no!
That's
true. You go to areas where, you know, like the sandbar, like people go out in Boca and they just take all the boats out, they tie them up together. You know how much shit gets lost there?
Boca
so they go
Florida.
Into that area and they just like dive these like college hot spots, like where people like really.
Oh, yeah, they're big in Austin. All the rivers you go tubing down, people drop phones.
They find crazy shit. But what's really cool is there's a group of divers, I wish I remember their name, but they go and try to solve unsolved mysteries, like
that.
Murders and stuff. And they're uncovering cars that have been sunken in lakes.
With bodies
in it. And they're solving these murder
mysteries. What's it called? Some with a purpose.
Yes. It's
Journeys with a purpose.
diving.
It's searching with a purpose.
It's something like
and
that.
And they love it when the cops come and the cops are pissed. Because they solved the case.
Yeah, like how did you, civilian?
Missions with a purpose? It's something like that.
But it's really cool that they, you know, they do that on their own. I don't know.
Dude, it's so crazy. See, like them bringing the families and like them seeing that for the first time after fucking years.
They did it with the kid who went missing from our school.
They did?
They just posted, they thought they had a lead on it, but they're still searching. But they sat down with his family.
Wait, the kid that we were talking about? No way. Yeah.
Didn't they uncover a bunch of cases? His wasn't one of them, but it was in the same area, but they uncovered.
They found another car during it
with
bullet holes all through the car.
Dude, there are cars everywhere.
Why are there some cases where they empty out the body of water and some cases they don't? Like, why don't they just do that every time?
Like drain the lake?
When do they empty out bodies of water?
When they suspect that like
There's a
they might be in the lake.
Really?
They empty it out.
Sometimes if there's like a murder weapon, the people claim that in like usually a man-made lake, they'll drain the lake.
I guess it depends on the size of the lake.
They did that in my hometown. They thought someone claimed that they tossed a murder weapon and they're like, well, let's drain the pond.
Yeah, they just drain it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could do that.
They should just do that every time. I don't care how expensive.
That sounds really expensive just to find like a person.
Well, you know what else is expensive? Life insurance.
To find like a knife, you got to drain the whole thing. But like a car, they could just go around with one of those detectors. Right. Yeah.
Just look under. It's huge.
Just put a snorkel on.
Put goggles on. It is not deep.
I don't know. God, I can't imagine what the rush that must feel like finding... Finding the car, finding the body, solving a murder. I wouldn't be the same man after this. Like,
I would not know how to.
I would just be this whole different dude that I solved a crime. I brought justice and clarity and closure to a family. Like that has to be such a good feeling.
I know exactly how Matt would be if he found a missing person.
I would just sit here with a pipe and just. Yeah, I've seen some shit.
All right, Adbrick.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about, man?
Hey, you got a big fucking day tomorrow. I'm actually really nervous for you. But I know you're
nervous in like what way?
You've been talking about this. You've been saying the same thing every day. So that tells me that like, wow, he's really, really. I mean, anybody would be thinking about this moment.
It's really
good. But this
is
a very pivotal moment.
I know.
I'm excited because it's something new for the friend group. You know what I mean?
It's just something new for us.
Something exciting.
It's something as a
standby. It's just like nothing has happened in a long time.
That's true. It's exciting.
Yeah.
We're growing up.
Oh, and you know? Wedding.
But what's fun is right now we're living the memories that we'll talk about like years down. Be like, oh, I was so nervous. I did that unfiltered episode the night before I proposed to your mom. We did this episode and I was talking about how nervous I was.
Exactly.
And then I got to go call Alexa and Channing because right now they're texting me right now going, we need a status update on like setting it up.
That's where they can look back in this in 30 years.
I know,
and look
right?
At this moment.
Like imagine looking back and hearing your dad talking about proposing to your mom. Like that's crazy.
Can you imagine though? You listen back, you're like, my dad was a bitch one episode.
Oh man, that is weird.
My dad was on one.
Like, there's something cool about like looking up to your parents, and, like the mystery of it. You have no idea what they were like. You can't actually see it
to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
At one point, we should just put these on private for a little bit and then bring it back.
We reward them if you finish your dinner. I'll show you a video.
I'll show you the 36 episode. That's what we had.
I don't need to see it.
Well, we had Wo Vicky on. You want to see that one? Yeah, well, Vicky, she used to be a rapper.
Oh my gosh. It is wild.
It's cool to think about.
I can't believe I'm ruining this desk. This is not the desk. Oh, that's feels two good. Desks, Mariah.
All right, you want to close this out, celebrate? We'll smash a pinata.
Yeah, let's open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, because we got like 10 minutes until I'm walking out.
Let's
open a bottle of champagne for you. Celebrate.
Do you have champagne here?
Yeah, we got everything.
A Negroni.
A Negroni.
Spagliato with Prosecco in it. Oh, stunning.
Sorry, I get really caught up with arts and crafts and I...
No, I think you just like using knife.
Using knife.
You like knife.
Why say more word when...
All right, while Heath is carving his name into the yellow dust that you guys all fucking hate. I dug my keys into the side of this pretty little soup dog. I hate that sound.
Carve my name into his legacy. Yellow desk.
Legacy.
Yellow desk.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the final episode of season 3. This has been a wild 3 years, and we really appreciate you guys being here with us still Woo-hoo! Today. As always, you can check out this podcast. We record every week, and we upload it on Mondays on the audio platforms like Spotify and Pandora and Apple Podcasts. And on Tuesdays, we post on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, where you see the video version of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to check out our coffee, cremoda.com, where you can get every flavor in the world. On there.
And espresso.
There's no flavor that you won't see on there.
And our brand new espresso, baby. We got pre-ground and whole bean you can choose from. We got a bunch of awesome new items. We have our new soft touch orange and black tumblers.
They're finally, it's out. So nice. Y'all been waiting for this one.
Again, Cremota.com. And then everybody on Patreon has already seen this episode. They already know the deal. But if you're not a patron yet, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You're going to get early access to these episodes. You get them a couple days early. They're going to be ad-free. We do a monthly bonus episode, either high or drunk with a guest. And then we do a monthly Q&A. And then we have our private Discord. We post behind the scenes content, a bunch of different goodies. So make sure to check that out. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
There you go. Period, queen. So we'll see you guys next season.
Wow. Season four, baby.
Season four.
Incredible.
Yeah. And you might see this room is just a little different.
I met a patron in class yesterday, in dance class.
Oh, I met a patron.
It's so cool. You feel so superior, you know, being a patron.
We met a bunch of patrons at the happy hour meetup.
Isn't that so cool?
Oh, yeah, at the happy hour bit. But I met one yesterday or the day before. A living space.
Living
spaces.
A living space.
All right, wait, we're done.
Yeah, who wants to do the honors and hit the pinata?
Oh, we're doing that on this episode? We're doing that for the
hangout. Smash it.
But can they even see it?
Dude, that's going to bust.
Yeah. Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Then you do it.
Here, you do it. Oh, I have to do it?
We should do a group picture, a last group picture. You're very good at this,
Jordan.
Dude, Zane is going to hit.
Careful with the cameras and
shit. Wait. No, maybe we should, don't blindfold
him.
Dude,
this is going to snap.
You're going to hit something.
Oh!
You got one more swing and it's someone else's turn.
That's going to take way too long.
Jordan, get out of the way.
Oh my God, the cameras.
I got it.
Woo!
Just go ahead here, Zane, take the knife and cut the bottom out of it.
Take the knife and rip and dice.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
He's going to bleed. He's going to bleed.
Stop, Zane. Right. Zane, please.
Zane.
Zane, please be careful.
The Lannisters send their regards.
Dump it. Yay!
Whoa! Put down the knife, please.
Right. Stop.
Oh wait, there's a gift card.
A gift card? Chapstick?
There's gift cards?
I didn't get what I wanted.
Did you get a Chili's fucking gift card?
Let me get a sour throw.
Gummy blocks.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next season, baby.
Woo! Peace.
Check for fentanyl before
check for
razor blades.
Oh, we could play with these Legos.
Oh, cool.
Oh, fuck yeah.